are you doing? All right. Read the paper a little bit, bitch, and then we're done for today. Because there's a feel-good story here in the USA Today that I'd like to read to you. Effort aims to give Afghan fighters a way out. Strategy will put focus on jobs, training. Now bear with me here a second. This is from the USA Today. New efforts aimed at persuading low-level Taliban fighters to lay down their arms have become the centerpiece of the U.S. and Afghan government strategy as the White House debates whether to boost troop levels there. From the president on down, there is a belief that this is an essential part of succeeding in Afghanistan. It's a long story, so I'm trying to skip to just the important parts here. Efforts to reconcile or reintegrate fighters is not new, but officials say there hasn't been a sustained effort to provide jobs and other opportunities in villages and towns. Some of the previous integration programs were aimed at short-term gains, like getting weapons off the battlefield. Plans developed now will be aimed at longer-term gains for people, such as providing jobs, training, and other opportunities. And the story goes on and on about how that's going to be a big part of the plan, is to get these insurgents some jobs. And there you go. Isn't that nice? This is a horrible idea, and I'm tired of feel-good stories that terrify me. This story, it's like an onion story. Because right next to all this little happy little talk about getting them jobs, getting them off the battlefield, they have a picture. And here's it's a picture of two swarthy-looking killers in dirty pajamas holding RPGs squatting over a pile of munitions. Future workforce right there. These two insane killers, one of them's clutching an RPG, the other one's just holding a rocket. Squatting over a bunch of spent shells and grenades. We just got to get these people some jobs. It's like this is, you know, like it's midnight basketball in the ghetto. So the kids have something to do. They just need something to do besides hate Jews and Americans. Some basketball. Get them a job. This is stupid on lots of levels. Let's start with the first level. They're not qualified to do anything except stick a sock in a bottle of Drano, light it, and chuck it at a Humvee. That's all they're qualified to do. One. Two, who's going to train them? Not me, Jack. How'd you like to take this insane killer and train him on the cash register at Walmart? Or whatever the hell they think they're going to do. That's the other stupid thing. Our government can't keep the economy going here. How the hell are they gonna get a bunch of jobs for some Afghanis in a country with no infrastructure, whose only export is opium? How are you gonna pull that one off? Give me a break! And if there were jobs, how would you like me working next to one of these people? How do you like me, the poor bastard who's putting up drywall next to any old Tom, Dick, or Harry, and then the next day you're putting up drywall next to a guy who just lit a bunch of Marines on fire last week. here's the jobs. Here's a job for him. Here's a shovel and a stick. Why don't you go dig up every landmine you buried over the last 4 years? That's your new job. Pick all the landmines up. Give me a break. These guys are living in the mountains like a bunch of animals, eating God knows what, just living long enough to slit one more Marine's throat, and you're just gonna let him slap him back into society, give him a name tag, tell him to push some shopping carts around. Are you kidding? I mean, that's ridiculous, right? That's ridiculous. If these were Americans who were had their stuff together before the war, let's just say that these were some Marines from like Iowa, you know. Johnny Lunchbox Marine from Iowa goes, and then he ends up having to live in the mountains for 6 years, living off the land and making homemade guns in order to survive and killing people. He'd have to go through 6 years of psychological programs we'd demand he went through before he even went back to his wife and kids, right? We wouldn't just drop him off back at Walmart, but that's what we want to do with these people who grew up wanting to do this. They're not the ones who got bombed on 9/11. We were. They were killing each other before any of that happened. What the hell are you talking about? Here's my favorite quote. Because the obvious question is the one I'm asking. What makes you think that these insane killers are even going to, one, want to do this, and two, be able to pull it off? Here's the other thing. Is this a good idea? Okay, so this week, if I see this guy walking through town with a duffel bag, I should shoot him in the face because he's probably going to blow something up. But next week, after he's got a Walmart shirt on and he's wandering through town with a duffel bag full of God knows what, that's okay. See, we did this already in Iraq. Remember? We let all the Royal Guard or whatever the hell that was called, we let them turn in their uniforms and give up and go about their business. And then 2 weeks later, their business was shooting us dressed as civilians. Many people are sick of the fighting by now and are ready to compromise. That's stupid. Because being sick of something is a temporary ailment. Okay? You can be sick of something because you've done it for... Yeah, I'm sick of this. I mean, just think about that. Think about that. I'm sick of this. That means you've been doing it for too long. That doesn't mean you hate this. Doesn't mean you don't ever want to do this again. I'm sick of this. He's sick of this now. Once he has three hot meals in a cot for about 6 months and had his fill of working the Frosty machine at Wendy's, he's all of a sudden going to not be sick of it again, and he's going to go off and kill some Jews. And the Frosty machine's going to overflow. Two tragic events will stem from this plan. The waste of Frosty and the... Okay, look, I get myself in enough trouble. But this is a stupid-ass idea. Plain and simple. Anyhow, back to my favorite quote. The ideological ones, meaning the real insane killers, are in madrasas giving lectures, said Hamlan Fadad, governor of Wardak province, who seems to think this is a good idea. Oh, ideological ones, the hardcore dudes, they're giving lectures in churches. Really? Because the guy who made himself a nail bomb out of whatever he salvaged from the Red Cross truck that he shot up, that seems pretty hardcore to me. That seems a lot more hardcore than the dude at the podium. We got two different ideas of hardcore, I think, or of ideology. I mean, it's madness. Another really great quote in here. I mean, this is insane, isn't it? Come on down. Come on down from the mountain. Stop. Put your arms down. Come on and work at Target. next to this poor bastard here, whose throat you're going to cut the first time something goes wrong. And how about, look, we've all had these crappy jobs at Target or Walmart or McDonald's or whatever, where you got to go in the first day for the orientation. How'd you like to be next to this guy when he's got to sit through 4.5 hours of stupid videos about the Walmart way and OSHA rules, OSHA guidelines? I know not to mix acid and base. It's my the OSHA guidelines. You get to sit through 1.5 hours of that about how everything you did up in the mountains was dangerous. I know this. That's why I have no fingers. I need to not watch video. And then my other thought is, and just popped in my head, is what if these people are just, you know, they take that to heart too much? You know, the Walmart way and the Walmart family. Yes, the Walmart way. Walmart is the way. Walmart is the true way. Death to Target. You know, some, excuse me, sir, do you take competitor's coupons? That's a competitor! And then, you know, gets a pricing gun through his ear. I can't find that quote I was looking for. Oh, here we go. Reintegration efforts are based on an assumption that the majority of insurgents are fighting for a paycheck. Based on an assumption that the majority of insurgents are fighting for a paycheck. That's a hell of an assumption. And that must be a pretty good paycheck. Just to go live up in the mountains for 6 years eating frogs and worms, freezing your ass off, just waiting for another chance to strafe a cargo, a cargo truck for a paycheck? And that's an odd turn of phrase, isn't it? Where are they going to get that paycheck, cat? Yes, yes, I'd like to set up an account, please. No, how long, what is the grace period on new checks? How long before I can withdraw all of it? I need new pajamas. New pajama top. This is covered in GI blood. Here's another great one. This is a quote from John Nagel, a counterinsurgency expert at the Center for New American Society. These guys aren't going to flip meaning, of course, put their weapons down and stop killing. These guys aren't going to flip unless they think we're in it for the long haul and we're going to win. That's an even more terrifying assessment than what I assessed. So these guys just want to be on the winning team? They're just whichever way the wind blows is where they chuck their grenades? I don't know. This is asinine. This is an asinine idea. Shoot them all in the face! Or let them starve up there! Or you know what, you want a job? Let's put them all on bulldozers and give them pickaxes, and they can raise all those mountains. Turn all those mountains into a parking lot, so the next time these assholes start something up with us or Russia or China or whoever the hell, they don't have the mountains to hide in. That's your job. Job one, get rid of the landmines. Job two, get rid of the mountains. Here's the part that really drives me insane, though. And you liberals that listen and read my blog, get ready for a good laugh. Because this is what my team's doing. Yeah, get ready to feel my pain. This is a I never felt closer to Bill Maher than last week when I saw him screaming that Obama isn't doing anything. I said, yeah, welcome to my world. We had 8 years of Bush not doing anything. Bill Maher said, yeah, Obama's not really accomplishing anything, and everybody's screaming that he's a communist. Yeah, well, that's what happened with us and Bush. Bush wasn't doing jack shit, and everybody was screaming he was a... Here's what my team's doing. Here's Team Conservative, and what they trot out. Former Vice President Dick Cheney categorized Obama's decision-making process, you know, because Obama still hasn't made up his mind, and they're putting this little turn in your guns, get a job program in Afghanistan. Dick Cheney categorized Obama's decision-making process as dithering and urged the president to stick to a large-scale troop increase. Now they seem to be pulling back and blaming others for their failure to implement the strategy they embraced. Cheney also countered White House claims that the administration had to generate an Afghan policy from scratch. Cheney said that they left the incoming administration with a full strategy. That actually is pretty funny. What do you mean you didn't have a strategy? You had it. We left you a strategy. Ours! You're the one who wanted to start from scratch with your own brand new strategy. But anyhow, he's right here anyhow, because the current Obama strategy is the exact same thing that Bush and Cheney were doing. And then he had 8 years to come up with a strategy. He certainly had his entire campaign to come up with a strategy, but that's not the point. That's not the irritating part. The irritating part to me is the only one the Republicans can drum up who's got the stones to call a spade here is Dick Cheney. You got to pull out the defibrillator and give him a zap and wheel him out? Come on, there's gotta be, that's who we got? Dick Cheney? 118 years old, using words like dithering? Yeah, who's the oldest guy we got that everybody's sick of looking at? Yeah, put him in a, why don't you just put him in a zoot suit? Throw him out there using words like dithering so he sounds like some old movie on TMC. Yeah, you folks gotta get on the trolley with this thing because you're really dithering around, see? I don't like the cut of this guy's jib, fella. Give me a break. First, at least hip him up a little bit. Make sure he doesn't use... Good grief. Dithering. Thank you, Mr. Burns. Yes, he's dithering. Why don't we just... This is all we got? Oh, really? Old white guys? That's it? I thought we were trying to prove we weren't the party of old rich white guys. Does somebody shut Cheney up? Now, I realize he's right, you know. From a conservative viewpoint, he's saying everything that we think. You know, he's saying our side. But there's got to be someone else we can trot out there. I mean, for crying out loud, where'd Palin go? Put some words in her mouth and slap her in a mini skirt. Instead of looking at this saddlebagged old bastard. Or just build a robot. You know what? Just build a black female robot and put Cheney behind the controls. At least that's something, right? All right, I went on too long already by about a minute. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time. Until then, think.